How many times have you had chlamydia now?
Six. It's still six.
God
it's still
damn.
Six. Still six. I stayed at six.
That's more than me, and I've been doing porn for a decade.
Your wardrobe screams fatherless.
You have more trust in that top diving people.
How was your relationship with your father?
Just saying. Why
did you get the attention you wanted?
You need Jesus.
That's offensive.
Welcome back to That's Offensive. We got a bunch of stand-up comedians here. We got Che, we got Sylvia Sage, and we got Ahmed. Is it Ahmed or Ahmad?
It's actually Ahmed, but just say Ahmed.
Ahmed. Okay. Okay, so Che was just telling me about his one testicle, and yeah. I don't know how we didn't address this last time, so I'm going to need a picture.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture. I'll have to dig a little bit. I mean, the one ball picture isn't the best picture of my dick.
We're gonna pass it around.
Yeah, you guys can all take a look.
Why don't you make an OnlyFans?
Because I think once you do, like, you're kind of like committed into the industry. Like, there's some it opens some doors, but it closes some doors. Yeah. So I'm just not willing to take that jump yet. You know?
Okay.
I think right now I like my position I'm in. Okay.
Can you really even tell though? Because I feel like you still have like a normal sized sack, right?
Yeah, you can't really I've hooked up with women and like
they don't know.
Multiple of them have been like, I've been like, oh yeah, I have one nut, and they're like, no, you don't. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
Oh my
and they're
God.
Like, no,
how many
what if they try to go?
Sorry, I accidentally scrolled up. You have so many dick pics.
But when you know when they're getting freaky deaky and they want to suck your balls, yeah. Like they're like, oh, gotta go for the left one. Oh, where is it? You know what I mean? Like, because they're all about symmetry and
dick,
stuff
by the way.
Like that. I guess I'm looking at your.
Gotta do a bit. Yeah, you can look at my dick too.
You have such a boyfriend.
I was looking. Oh, I see the nut thing. I see the nut.
Also, sometimes
your dick now too.
I'll look at your dick, dude. I'm for the boys.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes they go up inside a guy anyway, so like it's
the
not
balls?
Like yeah,
they suck that off.
Yeah. So it's not like super weird. To only have it's like just, one.
No,
thing
no.
Down
I thought
there.
It'd look a lot
yeah.
weirder.
No, it's just like literally one side. But then my sack is like because some dudes get like really hangy sacks.
Yeah.
My sack's still quite taut. Like maybe when I get older, who knows?
Yeah, that's gravity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wonder if people get like surgery on their balls, like tits, you know, when they start sagging.
I wouldn't be surprised if a couple dudes have gotten their balls tightened.
I'm going to say I like a loose ball sack because they're hitting you from behind and it swings around and hits your clit. I'm like, yes. It's like a double whammy.
I've heard of this and I'm just like, no, I can't do it. Yeah, no. I got to find other ways to hit the clit.
Well, you can get what's it called? Like,
wait, what is the clit?
Yeah, there you
what
go.
What is that? What are you talking about?
You know where that is?
What are y'all talking about?
It's in Mexico.
I thought we were talking about real things. And y'all out here saying imagination.
Oh, yeah, we're our favorite fantasy creature right now.
Do you know how many holes there are on a one?
On a woman?
Yeah. How many holes do we have?
Like in total, are we talking about like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Like, are we talking about like technicality terms?
Okay.
I think we're talking about downstairs.
Yeah, what about what downstairs? How many holes do we have?
Ooh, vagina and asshole?
They have one because they pee out of it. They don't pee out of
their hole. Yeah, but you can't.
Do you think we can pee with tampons in?
Yes. Yeah, because the pee comes
from
the top.
Well, the tampon sucks up the pee. What kind of tampon
are we
talking
about? No,
they
pee on the tampon.
Nope. They're different holes.
Oh, because it's different. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You could pee with the tampon.
Yeah, you can.
Wow, we're learning things today. This is a learning podcast.
No, I see these like street interviews where they ask a guy like those questions, like how many holes does a woman have, blah, blah, blah.
No one knows.
But they also, like, I'm going to get a vasectomy soon. And they're like,
good for you.
They're like fucking asked, like, I was learning about like my balls and like where the
ball.
Yeah. We're like,
come on now, don't lie to us. We've seen it.
But where like the sperm versus the like the semen comes from. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't even know that. I don't even know what's going on in my own shit.
Are you even fertile with your one ball?
No. I'm working down there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I was infertile, I wouldn't get to
it. I'm telling you, two balls with the power of one.
Yeah, dude, if I had two nuts, I'd be in the NBA or something. Like, I'd be going nuts, dude.
No, you'd be Nick Cannon with 11 kids.
Dude, and all of his, like, family seems so happy. Like, he's just like...
Well, what he does is, like, he has a lot of money, and he will go to girls and be like... All right, I'm going to put you in a house.
Yeah.
I'll take care of you. Like, he's financially providing for all of them.
Yeah.
So it's like, of course they're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they probably have some, like, daddy issues, but who doesn't?
That's how we capitalized off that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to have kids for that, though, you know?
Like, do you see yourself having kids?
Never.
I kind of, like, I remember watching a podcast that you were on where you're like, I'd never want kids. I'm like, I have a little crush on Che. And then I met you, and I'm like, oh, just, you know.
Then you lost it? You lost the crush after meeting?
Like every man who ever meets me. Yeah.
What ruined it? Why did I ruin it?
No, it's because you built a huge fantasy in your head of how he is. And then it didn't meet your expectations.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was that. It's just
it's not you, buddy.
I mean, I'm celibate. Like, what is a crush gonna do? It's literally gonna do nothing.
But a crush is basically fantasy. You build this, like, let's say I have a crush on Sylvia. Mm-hmm. I like build this fantasy. But I'm like, I only, like, crushes basically you only know 5% of the person and you imagine the other 95% of that person, you know? And then you meet, you get to know them, you're like,
no. You don't,
it's like, not that awesome.
You're not fair. Yeah. Wait, Sylvia, you don't have wigs?
Yeah. You cry sometimes? This is fucked up. Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh, and then it was like, you talking about, like, women's natural bodies. I'm like, oh my God, he might actually appreciate my body. Wow, that's like crazy. Because, you know, man, I used to go for frat boys. They're like,
oh. Yeah, fair.
Like, you could get a lot of bitches just because you're like, I love the woman body. I love woman sense. I was like, oh, I would love to fuck him, even though I'm celibate, so I'm not going to. But, like, I would love to fuck him.
How long you been celibate for now? Because you were celibate last year.
Yeah, over 2 years.
Crazy. Damn, dude.
Waiting for the right person.
I was going to say, like, are you done with men altogether?
No. Okay. I miss dick all the time. Okay. I fantasize about getting fucked. No, it's just like, I haven't had a lot of, like, good experience. Like, I've never, like, had a serious relationship. Mm-hmm. I've never had someone actually, like, love me and respect me and, like, care about me as a person. And I just, I want that.
You said you were dating frat dudes. And it made me realize, like, just as minority men, it made me realize, like, because my favorite is when I see a girl go from frat white dudes and then they start dating colored men. They go, oh, my God. Like, you're more realistic. You're set in reality, and you could see them appreciating them more.
Well, I've also dated all kinds.
Oh, just all sort of douchebags.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's just her.
I used to in college.
We come in all flavors.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying. I'm saying there's some asshole Arab men. Oh, my God. We're insane.
Oh, yeah. They're like, I want to marry you and make you stop everything you're doing.
Yeah, and like, I have full control over you. Yeah.
But I think you avoided showing me your dick pic.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I had it
not
ready.
Not getting out of that, buddy.
No, I wasn't getting out of it. I really wasn't. I had it ready to go.
Okay. We're passing it around.
It's not like,
do you guys want to see my dick?
I will say, okay, this is the last. Okay, this is the last one I shot. There's some, it doesn't fucking matter.
It's fine. You're like, you're about to explain, like,
a very nice penis. I'm very impressed by the dicks in this room.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is actually a great picture because it's also a cum shot and you're trimmed. I give this an A++.
You're coming in the picture?
Yeah. I give this an A++.
Wow, you went full out, dude. You're almost cheating.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the last one I shot. Yeah.
I don't know why you cut your dick out of it a little bit. Did you just knock at the balls, or is that?
No, it was because
he has three balls.
Oh, you want like the abs? Do you wanna?
Yeah, I'll take a game.
Yeah,
Careful, the camera shot.
Oh yeah, there's. Oh yeah, I don't want to show the camera. Yeah. Full jizz. That's. Yeah. Maybe I'll steal that. I've never done that.
Yeah, dude, it's a good shot, right?
Like it's jizz and then your dick in it and stuff. Yeah.
So for me, whenever there's jizz in it, the points go down.
Really? Why? Oh no, I love it. I say points go
up. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I love a.
But here's the thing: when I'm giving my dick ratings on OnlyFans, I'm like, most girls are gonna disagree with everything I'm saying right now. Like, I like guys. Like draw on their dicks or like make it into like little comedy sketches. And, like, that turns me on.
I can do that.
Yeah. I like funny guys. So it's like just seeing like a dick shot. Like, you know, I've never given above like a 9 for just a normal dick shot, but I've given 10s for like if they draw a little bow on it. Yeah.
No, I will say like when I used to watch porn, like I remember like some random video shot and it was this guy. It would like he would build like a small little Lego town, right? Uh-huh. And then his penis would be Godzilla, and it would be destroying the town.
I would want to fuck him so bad.
It was like, bro, I didn't even jerk off that. I was like, what the? And I was just watching all of his videos. He's just destroying small town. Like one, he's a dragon. One, he's like a big like.
He did a bunch. There's a series.
No, he had a series of just him destroying miniature towns with his dick.
I love it.
So it was the funniest shit ever, dude.
Yeah. See, did he have a big black dick? Is that what it was?
No, it was some. I think it was like a white. Doomsday.
Oh, that was not Godzilla in my brain.
No, in my brain. No, like he dressed it up as Godzilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Thinking that's a gap in just adult content in general. Like there's so many funny things you can create that have like tits or dicks and stuff in them that you couldn't like put on YouTube, but isn't necessarily for like jerking off to.
Right.
That is that's a market that I think we got to be hitting.
Yeah.
There was this one dude, what's his name? It was from the Your Mom's House podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, he just did a bunch of tricks of putting random things in his butt or shooting things.
Oh, Pierce Paris.
That guy.
Yeah.
Dude, hilarious.
I put things in his asshole also.
Oh, really?
Dude, wait, like, everyone shut up. Tell me everything.
Well, he's been in porn for years and years and years. I think he got in around the same time I did. But he did gay porn and then he did a lot of crossover like bi stuff, and I do a ton of bi stuff. Not a lot of people do. So, but I'm one of the people that fucks everybody. So,
yeah.
So he's fucked me. I fucked him, all the things. He's great though.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The funniest shit.
I did the butthole challenge with him too.
Wait, what's the butthole challenge?
Where you had to put your phone like
in your
like
butt?
I put it like on the bed, and then you have to run and do a jump, and you have to land your asshole just on the camera, like on the phone.
Like
it coming up your asshole.
Not in your asshole. You just get like a video of your asshole like coming at the screen.
Great way to break your phone.
Like a little asshole wink.
Yeah.
So this is like my favorite porn video I've ever watched. I have never masturbated to it, but it is one of the funniest things I've ever watched.
Okay.
It sucks that we can't show the
camera. I know. Oh. I was like, I wish
we
could.
I really can't show the camera.
So for the viewers at home.
Yeah, let's give it a detail.
It's
and then I'll pass it around.
Two big girls, two BBW girls, and they have like these giant fake dicks. Like, what's the title of this bad boy? Fudanari Excessively Endowed Sex with Trisha Teabag and Josie Jumboner.
Exactly. You can search it at home.
Josie Jumboner.
Are you putting it in right now?
No.
Oh, and they're like jerking off. But the dicks are like so big they can't really do. And they have full on nut sacks on them.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Tell me this isn't the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Oh my. Okay. That is not even what I was thinking. I was thinking like,
No, it like jumps ahead.
Yeah.
And they're giving you kind of like the highlights.
Wait, should we lower the volume?
No, it's okay.
No, it's fine. I think moaning's okay to do on a podcast.
Yeah, I think it's fine. As long as, like, it's not the whole podcast.
Huh?
Yeah.
Moaning
like,
the whole
what's
time.
The actual point, though? You know?
Yeah, someone's getting off.
But that,
that
is comedy to me.
I know. I'm like, I'm trying to like keep it down.
Yeah, that makes my heart so happy, but I've never gotten turned on by that. But like, that is so fucking hilarious that like, I send that to almost like every guy I've ever talked to, plus all my girlfriends, plus guy friends that I'm just like, do you guys want to jack off to this? Just like, would you jack off to that?
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. I feel like you're into kinky shit.
I'm into kinky stuff that doesn't hit my kinks.
No, I've been into the Rocco Siffredi type. But
what's that?
Rocco Siffredi?
You don't know Rocco?
He's like every man's hero.
He's not my hero.
Rocky?
No, the guy is wild.
Is it Rocky who battles the Russian boxer?
No. Rocco Siffredi is this Italian. He's the Italian porn star. He's like the godfather of like.
They did a Netflix thing on it.
Rough porn, yeah.
So he's uncircumcised. Circumcised, right? Got the little turtleneck on.
I don't know if he's circumcised.
He just has
or it's
a huge
just so big
penis,
that like
he's famous for it only smells. You don't know what only smells? You know what only smells?
No,
so there's like a whole smash cut of videos of him saying it only smells. He'll like have anal sex with a woman and then go be like, oh, suck my dick. And she's kind of like, and they'll sometimes be like poo on his dick. And he goes,
he's like, it only smells.
It only smells.
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
Like what he is famous for.
Yeah, he's like super rough and you're like, oh my God. Like,
Would he suck his dick after this poop on it?
Would he do it?
Well, if he has a big dick, he could probably suck his own dick.
He probably can, but I don't doubt
I don't know if he ever did.
Yeah. I have friends who are like, I can suck my own dick, and it just is not that great.
It wouldn't be the same, you know? Someone tweeted once,
they're like, I think sucking your own dick feels more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked.
Yeah, very accurate.
I mean, even me trying to like finger myself, I'm like, God, I just wish there was someone here
right
now.
It's lame, yeah.
But like my Hitachi.
Yeah.
How do you feel how us men just like...
I'm saving up for a fuck machine, and I'm like, I'll never need a man again. Have it synced
still
up
though,
with like my dubstep music, 140 BPM.
It's still not the same.
Is it not? Okay.
Yeah, because like I mean, there's just something to be said about like the holding on to a person and like sweating on each other, you know, like it's just different. And no fuck machine is going to have like the flexibility that a real cock does. Even when they're like, they're lifelike. Yeah. I'm like, it's not though.
It's
like
not.
It's never lifelike.
I've had a dildo feel good that like nothing like a dick.
No, absolutely
also,
not.
The minute I lose my celibacy, I'm going to be like, I have such a high sex drive that it's like, it had to be something I quit. Cause it's like all I think about all day and I'll be fucking like 15 times a day.
That would be exhausting.
But you don't like to have just like casual sex with a dude?
No.
Okay.
Not my thing. Right. No. Well, it was my thing if I could have a roster, but then I usually hate like most of the guys on my roster and then I'll get attached to the one guy who's actually like a decent person and then it just ends poorly because he's like, I don't like you at all.
No, one of my buddies didn't fuck for like 3 years or 4 years and he was just doing a lot of work on himself. He's kind of like a monk. He like meditates every day, does yoga every day. And he was like, he's like, I know if I meet someone and I get entangled with them, I start to compromise who I am for this person.
Same.
And so so he didn't fuck for a long time. And then when he fucked again, we threw a party for his birthday and we knew that there was this chick who thought he was cute. So we kind of like, we're like, yo, come to the party, come to the party. And they ended up hooking up. And now they've been dating for like 5 years.
I feel like the next person I fuck is to date. But then once I'm dating someone, I feel like I'd be, like, if he's a cuck, I'll be fucking other guys. But it's like, then I could get to go home to someone who respects me and likes me as a person versus, like, these other guys. Because it's just, like, I always used to go home so disappointed with, like, these guys who don't treat me like a person.
And
it's like, woman, I love fucking woman because it's like, we'll get to cuddle after, we'll be, like, besties. And it's like, I also don't really get attached to woman.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of women.
Hey, now you know how I feel.
But the thing about fucking women, so like as a bi person, are you into femme girls or like mass girls?
Either. Honestly, more femme for me, but I can definitely like, I love, I'm almost always the person in control during sex.
Okay.
For porn.
Are you
so
dom?
I can be. Okay. But when I'm with someone, I kind of want them to like throw me down and like rip my clothes off. Like I want to release a lot of power in sex, but I mean, I'll go either way.
Yeah. So like the thing I've noticed with other femme women, because I'm a femme woman who's into femme women, and like I don't like mask women. Like I'm not attracted to them. That's not my thing. But a lot of them are gentle and they're like, well, I want to treat you like a butterfly. And I'm like, can you please beat the fuck out of me? And they say no. And that's the one thing I miss about dicks so much. Because like a man, I have never had a man say no to beating me up.
You told me?
How deep are we getting?
Okay, wait.
Like, are you going to have marks on you?
Yeah.
Because I have a story to share, but keep going.
Well, usually it takes a little bit of convincing. I had one guy think, I had to sign a waiver with one guy to be like, if you have like marks on you, you are not going to throw me in jail. I'm like, no, I consent to this. I consent to this. Women don't do that shit. Like, I will not have like bruise marks on my arms. I will not have like girls slapping me in the face or like choking me till I almost pass out. Like, girls don't do that.
Yeah.
In my experience, unless they're like a dommy mommy. So I just started reaching out to dommy mommies. Like, who wants to beat the fuck out of me? Because I miss that.
Fair.
Right. You told me a dude like smashed your head against a
wall.
And I
got a concussion.
And you were like, I'm instantly wet. That's what you said.
Oh my God.
You know what the trick is? If a guy is kind of on the fence about doing something, you always say you won't.
Yeah, I know, dude. Right? Like, what?
Yeah.
Do you think that this stems from something in your childhood? Like, I'm like, you want to go deep into this right now. Yeah.
I honestly
I know. I was like, this sounds dangerous.
Instead of doing therapy, I do wonder if some of my kinks have changed.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had sex with a guy in 2 years, but I still, I will always like it rough. But it's like, I said, slam my head against the wall. And at first he was like, and I was like, slam my head against the wall. You won't. And the you won't is what gets them. And then he's like, fuck it, bitch.
Oh my God. Okay. And now she's over here like, they don't respect me. Well, I wonder why. You're telling them to fucking murder you. And then you're like, I don't know why.
I understand the game is to say no. And lots of times when you do stuff like this, you don't, like, you're just fucking someone being rough. You don't be like, oh, my safe word's Hamburglar or whatever the fuck. You just go. And so, like, you gotta be like, especially in a situation like that, I would be breaking character time.
Yeah. I was just telling, before you got here, I was telling them, like, every girl I meet, for the most part, I would go, hey, first round's on me, second round's on you. Like, I'll go multiple rounds. But I was like, I don't know. I can't control the first round. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what about, are you the same way?
What do you mean first round?
I don't come as quick as I used to. But then I learned, I was like, I came quick because I was so, like, anxious because the pressure for men in sex, it's like, you got to be amazing. You can't be too hard. You can't be, like, it's like, you're always in your head. And then
we feel that same pressure, by the way.
don't know.
Yeah, I think I do.
Oh yeah, then you're a good person. Yeah. So it was like, I mean, this was like in my early 20s. Like I was like coming quick, and then the second round I would do a lot better. But now it's like okay, I'm more. It's like you're more confident going into the bedroom. You know what you're doing.
I think I watched so much porn as like a teenager in my early 20s. I got so desensitized. I've been like,
you took a break, right?
I've been taking a break. I watch it a little bit more sparingly now because I would like binge porn.
But you get bitches.
I mean, I do okay. All right.
We've seen your tour dates announcements. You're like,
in
I'm
my
trying
mouth
to fuck.
And choke me. Wait, no, that's not even, that's mellow.
There was one girl who said, she's like, come to the UK, I'll let you crack an egg in my ass and fuck it till it scrambles.
Wow. Yeah. And you fucked her, right?
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
You fucked her, right?
Well, no, I've admitted the UK.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. When you go.
Hey, I'll let you know. I'll give you some recs. I'm going again in July. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go to 21 Soho. I'm still waiting on my money from them.
Okay, good to know.
Damn. But I'll tell you what venue you should go to.
Yes.
All right. How many times have you had chlamydia now?
Six. It's still six.
God
still
damn.
Six.
Still six. I stayed at six. So what I started doing is
than me, and I've been doing porn for a decade.
Are you like one or two?
Yeah. I've had chlamydia, I think, once, maybe twice.
Yeah. He says six times, dude.
I've also had gonorrhea a couple times, though.
I've never had gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so levels out. Yeah. Gonorrhea, you need a shot for, I think. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And gonorrhea, chlamydia is just a pill.
It's a couple pills. Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they give you pills for a week. Sometimes you take them all at once. Yeah. There's like different treatments.
Yeah.
But
congrats, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, I stopped the chlamydia. What I just started doing is rinsing my dick after sex, which I never used to do.
Shocking!
What the fuck? Were you
How
not
cleaning okay. can keep you clean?
So I have
you don't jump in the shower or at least like just wash?
Well, I would like wash the next time I have a shower, which is like you're fucking, then you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning or whatever.
Also always piss afterwards.
That's what I've heard recently.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was in high school, we had like a sex ed class, and looking back on it, I think it was like maybe like Christian funded.
Because, for sure.
Yeah. Cause they were like, they were pitching abstinence. They're like, the only way you can avoid everything is abstinence.
You're going to get chlamydia and die if you have premarital sex.
And so all the things they were telling us were like condoms or abstinence. And they're like if you wash your genitals after sex, it does not prevent STDs. And they told us a bunch of stuff like that. So it was like, oh, it doesn't even do anything.
Wait, in Canada?
Yeah, in Canada. That? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. I thought Canada would be at least like a little less.
I mean, I don't know confirmed it was Christian funded, but it seemed like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I was like, well, I should just, I also have four. Skin, so it like holds in more shit.
Yeah, you have to be careful with.
I'm uncircumcised. Yeah.
Let me see your dick again. Hold on.
You were just focusing on the ball, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Eye on the prize.
No, his dick doesn't look like a crazy, scary turtleneck trying to pop out and scare you.
Are you scared of uncircumcised?
Yes, I am. I'm terrified of them.
Oh my! I love them. Well, I love both, but I think for anal, if you're into anal at all,
I have never had a dick in my asshole.
Oh, you're missing out.
Well, I've been scared with my IBS problems. That's another thing. I need someone I'm so comfortable with because if I do poop on them, which there's a good chance
it can happen. Yeah.
That they will still love me the same after.
Yeah.
And I have not found a guy ever who would love me the same after.
I feel that. But also it's about knowing how to clean yourself too.
Yeah, like, I've never done that either.
It's like how to know how much to enema yourself, because if you over enema, that's where you will probably poop on somebody. Yeah. And if you under enema, then you already just have shit in your ass. So it's like, it's a very,
and then you're not
like,
supposed to eat,
delicate
which,
line.
Like, I love my food.
Oh,
I've
I
never
eat.
Not, okay.
Mm-mm. I always eat. But I just take, there's a... something you can drink. I can't think of the name right now. It starts with an M. But anyway, you can drink it right before you eat. No, right before you eat.
Oh, constipator?
Yes, that way it'll stop everything from processing that you ate that morning. And you get 8 hours of no poop.
Okay.
So you're like, So
but then are you uncomfortable and bloated?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
But I did pass out. I say pass out because I like my vision blacked out and my ears ringing and I fell to the floor. Yeah. But I was still conscious with a butt plug.
Yeah,
I'm
done that.
About a penis?
See, but you just have to start small.
I did trainers up to that.
Oh,
and I
you
still
did?
Passed out. Yeah.
Wow.
So, but.
Sense of booty.
It's there's that muscle's working every day. Is it back up?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had massive shits, but.
Damn.
It's nice. See, yours
it.
Isn't that scary.
Scary.
Millions of gay men cannot be wrong.
Is this with it
right
pulled
now.
Up or pulled back?
That's like kind of just where it would be when I'm hard. Like, that's not pulled back.
Do you clean? So you never cleaned your dick cheese out?
What do you mean?
Well, because do you get dick
cheese?
Yeah, no, I would I would still clean my dick. I just wouldn't clean directly after fucking.
After sex?
Now, after I fuck, like, I'll go to the bathroom and rinse my dick immediately after.
Okay.
And since then, no chlamydia.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I've seen.
I mean, that's not what's actually keeping you chlamydia free, but it is helpful.
Because you don't use condoms now, right?
Yeah. No, I rarely use condoms. Yeah. Rarely.
Yeah. I just won't fuck if someone wants me to use a condom.
I'll use a condom when the girl's like, I need you to use a condom. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I don't use. No, I'm just like, I just don't have them. And most people out there fucking raw. Everyone's fucking raw.
Yeah. Because STDs aren't a big deal anymore. People, I think, would rather get STDs than use something that, like, girls don't like fucking with condoms either. It dries me out.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that they're not 100% hard because they also can't feel, like, it just sucks all around.
I can't feel the veins, and I love being able to, like, to feel the pulsing of
the
your
pulse
veins.
Right when they're about to come.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, because we hook up with tested people.
Yeah.
Also, girls, I actually looked it up. So girls hooking up with other girls are way less likely to
110%.
So men spread
men
STDs.
Men are carriers.
Yeah. Way better, easier than girls spread STDs to each other.
I think it's harder for us to catch it as well.
Yeah, it's harder for you guys to catch. So you guys are just fucking it up. Yeah. You specifically. How many times have you had chlamydia?
None.
Are you at their fucking though?
Huh?
Are you at their fucking?
I was for a while. No. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
I was.
Like, yeah.
But did you use condoms?
No.
Oh.
I was going raw.
There's a lot of people get lucky with it.
Yeah, I got lucky for a long time.
I wash right after. I wash and I say, you dirty woman. No.
You dirty boy.
But then again, the girls that are into me are not like the...
You're not making eggs in somebody's asshole.
I give off very a lot of the girls that see me are very like good girls who probably want a relationship with me. But most of the time, I don't get trashy girls. I'm not like.
There's nothing trashy about scrambled eggs in your asshole.
Not trashy. You called yourself trashy. I was talking about the girls.
Well, no, because I wasn't celibate, I would have so fucked. I wasn't celibate.
I don't know. Maybe I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't. I don't get. I don't get, this is going to sound weird. I don't get, like
have
really...
Have you heard what I say on this podcast?
No, really, slutty girls aren't really...
Like me?
they're not trying to fuck. I give off, good boy...
You give off come home to parents. Your little dimples,
Yeah, it's because of my dimples. Yeah, I get that a lot. I have, very, adorable, type of, I'll never hurt you.
Yeah. Will you?
Huh?
Will you?
No, No. Oh. Unless
you give off the energy you are.
But I am that person. So I'm not I don't get fucking hey, what crack an egg in my ass type of girl. I don't get those kind of girls.
Wouldn't
you get turned on by that?
Yes. I want sluts. Why else am I on this podcast?
Well, no, Jay gets these kinds of girls because of the content that he
That's
posts
what I was
on TikTok.
Say. Also, I was gonna say the content that we put out. The content he puts out is more R-rated stuff. The content I put out is relatable dating stuff, very more PG-13 wholesome stuff too.
Yeah.
When I first started. So.
Yeah.
No, is your TikTok back?
Yeah, my TikTok's back.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I've lost 5 TikToks. I'm on my 5th fucking TikTok. Yeah. I get in trouble all the time.
I got a guy who can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like that.
I do too.
Yeah. I like having a guy like that.
I just don't get it. I have 900,000 followers.
Can't go live?
I'll fuck you guys. It makes zero sense. It'll be the engagement's good for the amount of but none of my followers see my shit. I'm like, okay. And then I started checking and everything got flagged for dangerous activities.
Oh,
I'm not flag. There's a flagging where they take it down and then there's a flagging where they stop showing it to anybody.
This is on TikTok?
Yeah, on TikTok. So, because I have 900 something thousand followers, I get no views.
Yeah, no, at a certain point they kind of just decide, they're like, no, we don't like this person, and they just put you in a little
box.
They really do. But also TikTok is dying. They're pushing TikTok Shop now,
dude. The amount of fucking ads on my TikTok is pissing
and I am so easily influenced. So
it's fun.
I bought 4 pairs of these pants and do you know why?
TikTok?
On TikTok Shop? No. The ad was, do you want to go? These are the viral booty TikTok Shop pants. And I'm like, I haven't gone viral in a while. And I thought these were the only decent ones. The rest are ugly. Yeah. Ugly. And I'm like, but my butt. I'm going to buy them.
Have they helped you?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Does your butt look good enough? Does your butt look good enough?
Do you want to see?
Yeah. Well, let's take a look.
Yeah. Let's know. Let's see if they're working.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They are good.
Those are working. Yeah, because you get all the motion and everything too.
I don't know how to do the recoil that all these TikTok girls do.
Dude, can you clap?
Recoil?
Can you make it clap?
Yeah. Oh. I can, but not in pants.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
You have to do it in a dress because it's like the sound of your thighs hitting.
Oh,
but
is
that
what
clap.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the cheeks.
So wait, when when Alexis Texas was doing those, it was her thighs the whole time.
Well, it's like your ass.
My teenage years.
It's like your ass and your thighs
shattered.
It's like your ass and your thighs all hitting at the same time. So if you're wearing pants, the cloth stops. Like even for your butt hitting your thighs, like it stops the sound.
Yeah, fair.
So yeah, but I can make it clap. I've developed a nervous little twerk. Whatever that. What's this kind of twerking called?
Oh God, I have
when
no
like
idea.
You shake your legs like
I have
that.
Nothing to twerk. So okay. I don't have the ability. So I have no.
That's
idea.
The one thing that sucks about like gym booties is like they don't move as much as like the.
I have a question.
Skinny. Yeah.
Okay. It's been like 4 months since I quit. Porn. But there was this one I was obsessed. Her name is Mandy Muse.
Okay.
Is her ass real or fake?
I have no clue because I've never seen her before in my life.
Oh, I think her ass. Yeah. Because I'm
most
pretty
porn
sure it's real.
Have fake.
They get injections and stuff, right?
Yeah. Like, a lot of porn girlies get BBLs. And like a lot of them, honestly, like they go to great doctors because there are some girls where I'm like, you don't have a fucked up stomach. Like, that's crazy. Or their thighs actually match their
or
butt.
They got lipo on their tummy.
Yeah.
And cheated it that way, too.
I think you can tell sometimes with lipo when a girl has, like, a super fat ass and thick thighs and, like, huge natural boobs and like,
her waist
no.
is snatched.
Yeah, I'm like, that's, you can, like, see abs. Yeah. I'm like, there's just the body fat percentage doesn't make sense.
None.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
None at all. But, like, I still, those proportions, like, you.
Oh, I'm not, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm not mad at anybody for surgery. I love plastic surgery.
I've had a I keep having to convince myself out of like a BBL, like the skinny BBL, because I'm like, oh, but those proportions. And it's like now that TikTok, Instagram, like they don't allow clothes, like girls with like natural bodies, like your butt kind of like doesn't look as big in clothes. I don't know. Have you noticed that? It's like
my
butt
never looks big. So
I thought you said it was growing.
It's growing, but it's like still tiny little baby ass.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay. So like when I wear clothes, it like I still think it's like 50% of what it looks like in real life.
Yeah.
Like without any clothes on. So I'm like, but the BBL girlies
clothes.
Look really good with clothes on.
Yeah.
Cause like the proportions just look crazy, and then like the clothes, it just fits better.
Yeah.
But gym girlies. how big is your dick?
You just saw the picture.
I know, but I'm wondering what inch have you measured in inches?
I'd probably give you like 7.
I think I'm 7.
7?
Yeah.
Chris told me about something called girl inches, where we think it's something that it's not. And I've thought about that a lot.
I know it's not like, I think it's like 6.5, 7.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
okay.
So, yeah.
Got it.
I've got a pretty good dick rate, like gauge in my head.
No, it's a pretty dick.
I'd have to like remeasure and then text you guys, including.
I'll put us all in a group chat.
Oh, yeah. I need to know any dick.
Okay, so what is this theory? I commented on the TikTok that you posted where girls that are like you said something like girls that girls think are hot are so different than girls guys think are hot.
Well, I thought that was just known.
I had no clue.
That's been the male gaze versus the female gaze.
Yeah,
it's way
like,
different.
Just with the way what women kind of I think not even find attractive, but just be like, oh, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful. What they say about that in women, I don't really know what that is for women. Because, but I know it's very different because when you look at any sort of beauty standards on any platform, like you look at magazines or movie stars. And stuff like that. But then you look at porn stars, they're two different things and they're attracting different audiences. Like the girl on the cover of Cosmo, it's like, oh, you could look like this. That's not what guys are being like, I want that. But like porn stars are usually like, I don't know, thicker or have like certain aesthetics or something.
So would you prefer to fuck a porn star over like a girl that's on the cover of like Elle magazine?
Oh, porn star.
Yeah.
Mila Kunis or porn girl?
Porn girl.
Yeah, which porn girl?
Who's your type?
I have an answer for this, and now I'm blanking when it's fucking game time. I can't remember her name.
What does she look like?
She's like tall and thick and has a bunch of meat on her.
Not Alexis Texas. Savannah Bond?
No, she has black hair.
Angela White?
No, it's not Angela White. It's like Ashley something or something like that.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
But you would fuck her?
Yeah, I think I would fuck her over Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis kind of looks like a little too like flat.
Megan Fox?
Megan Fox kind of does it for me. Hillary Duff?
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff is such a sleeper hot chick.
You just went from one extreme or Scarlett to the other.
No, so, Hillary Duff is so hot and no one's fucking talking about it. Hillary Duff is she's a smoke show. Yeah. Her body's crazy. Her ass is unreal, dude.
I know there is a picture of TMZ, like when she got proposed, she gave her husband a
blowjob
right
immediately.
After,
yeah. Dude, can we get a picture of Hillary Duff up? Are we able to do that?
I haven't seen her long enough.
Hillary Duff. Dude, get like a modern Hillary.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett, ScarJo's like, oh my God.
That's your okay. I love. See, that's like not the female gaze for me.
Oh, I think ScarJo's so hot.
Like Megan Fox was like one of my bi awakenings.
Oh,
but like,
really?
Oh my God.
I mean, Megan Fox is absolutely hot.
Yeah.
Okay, get.
What about her body? Can we look that up?
Okay, yeah, she's very beautiful.
She's she's pretty.
And she didn't go crazy.
Oh,
that's her body?
Yeah.
I feel like me and her have similar ass bodies.
We got to see the dumpy, though. See if you can get a the dumpy is unreal,
dude.
How old
is Hillary Duff now?
I think she's the same age as Megan Fox, because I had this thing going for a while where I was like, Hillary Duff is hotter than Megan Fox.
Damn.
Wow. Look at the dump.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have ever, like...
No, not...
Put that there, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But that looks like a gym booty, because that looks like she's put some effort
in.
She's in there squatting, hip thrust.
One of the few Disney stars that didn't go crazy.
Huh? Yeah.
She's one of the few Disney stars that
I probably would have been one of those that went crazy. I would have been like, oh my God, drugs. I mean, I was probably like, I don't know, I was in my high school era taking a bunch of
drugs. I mean, I think that they were exposed to a lot of it. I don't think there was any sort of safety for these kids.
Maybe. No.
Yeah.
The internet is so mean.
Dude.
It is mean.
I love my comments sometimes, or like when people send me angry stuff, I think it's so
funny. So funny, right? I get off on it. I'm like, I feel powerful. I feel like the king of the world.
Because, I don't even know who you are, and I live in your brain.
Rent-free.
Like, oh, so great, dude.
See, I don't handle negative comments well. I just block people. If they're like really mean in my comment section, I'm like, well, you are gone and you will never see my shit again.
Damn. See, I had like one of my favorite haters.
Yeah.
I was looking for his profile the other day because I'm like, he stopped messaging me. Like, what happened? Like, he stopped commenting on all my shit, because I used to respond and I'd be like, oh my God, it's my favorite hater. Like, you were so fucking funny. Yeah. He was pretty funny though. He'd be like, oh, you puke for attention. You must have been bulimic. And I'm like, actually, yeah, I was. Like, that's fucking hilarious.
No, I'm just like, I don't need the negativity in my life. Because I can. Like, I used to, like, get so upset and I'd, like, go back and forth with them. Because I'm always, like, I think a big part of what porn has done is I'm always in a defensive mode when it comes to, like, who I am and what I do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm the happiest I've ever been in my entire life. But... most people would just want to like just knock me down. So I've just gotten to the point of like, okay, I got to quit going down these rabbit holes, because I'll spiral from negative comments, because I just want people to like me and see me as a person, you know?
Yeah, so which is so like, hard.
Get rid of it.
It's so crazy how everyone's consuming porn. Everyone's consuming porn. Everyone likes porn. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. And anyone who participates in it, they just try to like, oh, what are your kids going to think? What's your dating life like?
Right.
Like those fucking...
They're just projecting their own insecurities on it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, just let like these people... They're in an industry that is all
entertainment.
Like... Entertainment. Yeah. And it's crazy popular. Yeah. And it's like, they're just doing their own fucking thing, man. Yeah. It's like, who gives a fuck? It doesn't affect your life or make your life any different. It's like just...
100%.
But also, you're a person that has... like the people who are usually hating the most have really nothing else going on in their life.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
one that's happy hates on other people.
Truth.
I mean, unless like you're holding someone I think there's a difference between hating or like holding someone accountable. If you're like, you're hanging out with a fucking predator, I think that's a little bit different than being like, you do porn. Do you have two different colored eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I never noticed that till now.
Yeah, it's lighting. It's like really hard to tell in a lot of like dark scenarios.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Yeah, it's called, what was it called?
Heterochromia.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, I want to play a game. So we're obviously professional sex workers, and you two are professional comedians. Well, we're all... I need to talk myself up more. But we're going to say...
I'm also a professional comedian.
So, yeah, some do
well,
both.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you, but me. Yeah.
We like fusion hot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to say, like, the most unsexy thing, and we're going to, like, dirty talk it and try to make it sound hot. We're all going to participate in this. Okay, guys?
Okay, improv. All right.
All right.
You both just closed your eyes. Like, let me really get into this.
Sniff that dingleberry. That's hanging on my asshole hairs. We're going to make that sound hot, okay, guys?
Okay.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I don't know that I know so where we're going.
Sniff on these.
No, but you're trying to make a, you're trying to make that hot into like dirty talk. Like,
Am I trying to reword that sentence?
You can, you can add to it. You can reword it. Like I I did this for the first time with Sheree, and it did so fucking good.
Okay. Taste that fruit. It's good for you.
Well, you need to say something with dingleberry.
Oh, with dingleberry. Oh, I have to keep dingleberry in.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah.
Why don't you come and lick this sexy dingleberry for me?
Boom. She's killing
sliding
it, dude.
Right out of my ass and onto your tongue.
All right. I'll try this out. Yeah, baby, you like that dingleberry? You like the way it tastes? Eat it, pig. Yeah, you like that? You like that? Something like that?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Come here, boy. Come here. Come here. That's right. Who's a good dingleberry boy?
You just went.
Do you know what a dingleberry is?
Yeah, I'm joking. I can't make it sexy, but I'll make it funny.
Okay, fuck. Lick my dingleberry nice and slow. Take your time with it. Oh, yeah. That feels so good.
I just imagine you calling
your one ball
dingleberry.
Isn't it weird that my vagina literally just pulsed with that?
What's that?
I said my vagina just like pulse. Like, you know, like
there you go.
There you go.
Dingleberry turns you on. Now we know.
Yeah. I think humor turns me on more than like anything else. Mm-hmm. My jokes are also kind of lazy, which is why I like to talk about chlamydia a lot. Because I'm like, those usually get a lot of disgusted looks, but they get laughs. Mm.
Yeah.
But like, I like the lazy jokes for now. Because who wants to admit they've had chlamydia? I mean, I do.
I was going to say, yeah. I admit to everything.
You know what? Now I feel, Emma, can you give me chlamydia real quick?
Next time I get it, I'll call you.
Well, you should have came to AVN. Last year they had a super gonorrhea. That's why I didn't collab with anyone during AVN.
Oh, really? A breakout at AVN?
Yeah, last year, not this year.
No.
I never shoot at AVN because everybody always gets like some sort of sick.
Yeah, so last year there was a super gonorrhea, AVN. Where, like, it was, I believe people were on antibiotics for about a month, month and a half.
Yo, that's crazy. Right. How did that not make the news?
There is a new strand of gonorrhea that's currently in the United States that is uncurable.
Really?
Uncurable?
Yes, there is no medicine strong enough to even combat it at this point.
Jesus, this is the spookiest thing I've heard all day.
Yeah. See, this is an educational podcast, so do you think that his strategy of just rinsing the dick off
well, that's
and
what
peeing...
I said. It's not what is keeping you from getting chlamydia, but it is a good practice.
It's maybe like moving me better in the right direction.
Guys, you make me not want to have sex again.
Oh. Where is this?
You guys, I've been a virgin this whole time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a born-again virgin.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I feel like I'd have a cherry grow back at this point, right?
Yeah, your hymen just like...
regrows.
Yeah. Because even girls, I feel like they eat my pussy, but it's like, even the fingering, it's like a light little, come hither. Yeah. Just like light. Come but like hither. Men are like a little jackhammer, like,
yeah.
Where's...
I try to do both tactics to see what... Because sometimes you want to do that.
Yeah.
And then you get a better response. Yeah. But sometimes just straight in and out, I find gets a better response.
Yeah, but you ask your partner.
Yeah.
Every girl's so different. Yeah. I was eating Emma Magnolia out, and I was like... And she kept being like, go gentler, because I'm like an aggressive person. Like, I like someone who's dominant, but I like to be a brat. Mm. So it's like, put me in my place. And she's like, no, like, go gentle. And I just wanted to like tear up her pussy. But I still made her squirt. But she also liked the kind of like the slower fingering.
Yeah.
But it's like when I get fingered, I like aggressive everything. Yeah. Like, don't go slow. Like, I just dried up. Yeah. I'm the Sahara Desert now.
That's the thing that dudes are constantly figuring out with like each chick they sleep with.
Yeah,
is the
everyone's so different.
Rubik's Cube of the pussy.
It is. Since I started hooking up with women,
dude,
I have so much more empathy.
Analogy,
yeah, you're just trying to solve this like hook.
It's better to ask questions.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because some ladies have like very, very sensitive clits. Like, I dated this girl and she said when she would masturbate, sometimes she would just tap her clit.
Yeah.
She would like, that's how she would start like warm up her pussy. And then I hooked up with this girl not that long ago and she was like, use your teeth when I was eating her. Like, she didn't want me to bite, but like rub my teeth against her clit. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, I have a lot of empathy for men. Like, for as much as I say, like, you know, men never really... Well, here's the thing. I have empathy for men who try to make a girl come, and if he can't, he tried.
Yeah.
I don't have empathy for men who don't try to make girls come, and then are like, oh, well, this girl doesn't want to fuck me again. Like, fuck her. Like, yeah, no shit. Like, you didn't even try.
Yeah, it's not my fault your vagina's broken.
I used to bring a Hitachi with me to every bar that I went to. I had, like, this huge backpack, and I would bring it. So if I... so if I hooked up with a guy, I would bring it out. But these men... I would have a Hitachi. Like, that's a cheat code. Is it not?
Yeah.
It is a cheat code, and it is easy. And these men would, like, it would. They would basically be holding it on my belly button, obviously not turned on by the idea of me being turned on, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I would just be like, what? Why am I even fucking you at this point? And that was, like, so many men.
I think that would be awesome if I was if a chick came over, she had this backpack.
Baby kit, like, hey, change this baby's diaper.
Yeah, she, I'd just be like, I'd be like, hey, whoa, you bring a backpack around? She'd be like, yeah, and just fucking zip. Like, this thing. Do you have the plug-in or the battery?
I have the battery. Oh. Well, no, it's not a battery. It's a, like, you charge it and it plugs in. Oh, and then,
okay, yeah.
My mom actually gave me my first vibrator on accident.
God. You said Hitachi. Is that a vibrator?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I was thinking what Hitachi. What were you thinking? The little things, little cute animals. That's Tamagotchi. I was thinking Tamagotchi. That's why I was laughing so hard.
Hitachi is like the most like powerful vibrator that women
have. You've
seen it for sure. You've seen it.
Yeah, those, they're like the back massagers that people happen to start using as a vibrator. And that's the thing. That's why my mom gave me one. She was like, because I have like issues with my hip flexors and my hips. She's like, oh, like this will help. And I was like, I know what this is. She doesn't know what this is. I know what this is. I'm like, oh, thanks, Mom. I'm gonna start coming all the time.
And it's like, it goes like crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's many women who I've heard say, like, I put it on my pussy and it was like, there was a whole fucking other thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The amount I can squirt with a fucking Hitachi, but it's like hard for me to squirt with other vibrators.
It's like industrial harder. Coming.
It is.
Yeah. It's like a jackhammer to your pussy, but it's like, you're doing what?
I said, now I have something to search up.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's almost every female that I know's favorite sex toy, mine included.
Okay,
it
question.
It travels with me Hitachi. Everywhere also. Yeah.
If you're fucking a man
and
he pulls out...
And then the grill is hibachi.
Yeah.
That's where I thought you were going with that. I was like, did you think she had a mini grill?
I was like, oh, no, because I was thinking Tamagotchi is like, I carry a Tamagotchi. And I was like, so you want them to take care of the Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
That's why I said a baby, like what, like a change of baby diaper.
Oh,
I was like, oh, you want someone to... So I thought...
Change my diaper?
No, because I was saying like Tamagotchi because you want something to take care of.
Oh.
Like it shows that you care. That's where I thought you were. Hey, now you know why I don't get sluts in my DMs.
Yeah.
My brain
no,
goes
but there
to
are
most
some
of
girls.
Taking care of things.
Doesn't
there are some
know.
Girls that are like, oh, I want to break him. I want to break him so bad.
Where are they?
Well, you, that's
literally, where are they?
Ask the camera. Hopefully this will get some. But question, okay, so if you're hooking up with a guy and you're like going to go fuck him for the first time and he has toys ready, is that a turn off or a turn on or turn off to you? Because to me, it's a turn on.
So I don't want him to have like a vibrator for me only because like I don't want to use somebody else's sex toys.
Okay.
But if he has like lubes and whips and like handcuffs or something like that, awesome. But if it's going in my pussy, I need to know it's a fresh toy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't share toys even with a cleaner stuff?
I mean, if the other people I'm with are like tested and everything like that, because you can get an STD from a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's cleaned?
I mean, has it really had the clean, you know, like I just...
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I just wouldn't trust it.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe I'm changing my answer.
Yeah. Even if you had chlamydia and you masturbate... While you have chlamydia, you can give it back to yourself.
Yeah, MGen too.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to masturbate at all when you have MGen.
That's the fourth time he got chlamydia.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, you're not supposed to masturbate at all when you're like getting rid of it.
Damn, dude.
Interesting. So like in Blue Mountain State, you've watched it, right?
Yeah.
You've watched it. Have you watched Blue Mountain State?
Blue Mountain what?
Okay.
It's a
TV show.
It did like one, two seasons?
Yeah, two.
Okay.
What's it on?
Two seasons.
It's right now. It's on Amazon Prime. It's the funniest show. But basically, all these football guys share a sex, a pocket pussy, and they get syphilis from it.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, but
I'm not shocked by that in the slightest.
The way that they describe it, they're like, this pocket pussy is like bang. What do they say? It's like banging, like Niagara Falls. Like they said, it's better than pussy. Better than pussy. If you guys had a pocket pussy that was better than fucking pussy. And like, but you got syphilis every time you used it.
Oh, no, no.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, syphilis is real bad.
You've had it?
No, no, no. But it,
syphilis lives with you forever. You can treat it, but it never goes away.
Chlamydia is the one. Syphilis is a blood. You get this discharge.
I got green discharge.
So syphilis is in your blood, and chlamydia and gonorrhea are not. So if you get syphilis, it just lives in your system. It will go dormant at some point, but you will always have syphilis. You're actually put on a government list when you contract syphilis.
What?
Yeah, because they keep your medical records forever because you're a risk. You're high risk. And it can kill you. Syphilis can.
Oh, syphilis kills you badly, too. Mm-hmm. It goes into your spine, and then it'll drive you crazy. It'll go into your eyes, make you go blind. It's really bad. They think Hitler
has
syphilis.
You still don't use condoms.
I mean, I'm not catching syphilis. I didn't know it sticks with you forever, though.
Mm-hmm. Wait, chlamydia I thought it was more common. Is the painful discharge that comes out of your penis. That's kind of
chlamydia and gonorrhea are basically the same. Yeah, it's just like discharge. They're very similar.
I know that from Johnny Mitchell's book.
You're like, not from experience.
The Days of the Trap. Yeah, there was like a full page of him describing he had chlamydia and then went to prison, and he was talking about the pain that he had to go through.
I can't even imagine.
I was like, oh my God, I was one of the four people that read the book. No, I think he has like a podcast now. He's a good friend of mine.
Is he a stand-up comedian?
Okay. He's very...
I actually like the podcast because he's doing a lot of prison stories.
I'm so proud of him because when I first read his book, I was like, dude, I remember calling him. I was like, this is an amazing story.
Talk about it.
You need to talk about more. So he started doing it at the show. It's called The Connect.
I have no idea.
Or something like that. And he's been crushing it lately. So.
Who are your favorite
Sad thing about his
comics?
Hair, though.
Huh?
His hair?
Sad about his hair, though.
What about?
Did he bald?
Johnny's hair, he used to be so cute. Now he's like going
bald. No. He got a hair transplant.
Good for him.
He did?
Yeah, because he
got
this.
Good for him. That actually makes me happy.
No, he got a hair transplant. I also got a hair transplant.
Oh, looks
Fuck
great.
It was mainly from the crown because it was getting really bad.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't know he did that, but I'm actually happy for him because I always wanted to fuck Johnny, and then he started losing his hair, and I was like, oh, I don't want to anymore.
We get our tits done. Men get their hair transplants.
I was going to say, a hair transplant is a new tit job.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah,
there's no shame in plastic surgery.
Absolutely not.
Is it really plastic? Because I didn't go under. They just numbed my head. And
oh, really?
They
do BBLs like that. Oh. They do BBLs where they just numb the area and they do it while you're awake. And I think that's the craziest thing ever. Because you can, not that it hurts, but, that there's something going in you.
Yeah. That's how, if anything, I was just bored. Once they numbed my head, everything was fine.
Can you look at your phone?
But it's still, an electric.
Could you look at your phone?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just had a podcast on.
But it's still an elected procedure. So that's why I think you'd still classify it in the plastic surgery realm because it's still
definitely
a procedure.
Cosmetic.
It
is cosmetic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why over here it was $10,000. I did it in Turkey and I only paid $1,200.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so you got to go to Turkey.
Yeah, and I went to Turkey.
Yeah, that's sick, dude.
Yeah,
eat a kebab.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Most of my
that's
followers.
All they have.
That's what I have. Meet and greet over there.
Big Turkey following as well.
Who are you guys' favorite, stand-up comics and why?
Oh, that's what you're asking me. Yeah. Are you talking about of all time or just
currently.
Not a lot of people know about them? But
probably just of all time because I wouldn't recognize any of the new up and coming ones.
Well, not really up and coming. Do you know who Fahim Anwar is?
No.
I think he's the best comedian. In the stand-up world, he's highly respected by everybody.
Yeah.
From Burr to Gerard Carmen, everyone loves Fahim Anwar.
Wait, what do you think about Cat? Is that his name?
Cat Williams. He's hilarious. Out of his mind, but he's fucking hilarious. I think Cat Williams is just so smart. He's weird. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You gotta watch The Pimp Chronicles Part 1.
Dude,
his first special.
Where is that?
It is the best special. I still quote that special to this day.
It is one of the best comedy specials ever.
Okay.
And it's unbelievable. It's murdering front to back. Jokes that still hold up now.
Interesting. Because, so I only know who he is because he was shitting on...
Everyone, specifically
Kevin Hart, which I'm sorry, say what you want about, but he's hilarious.
Yeah, no,
you can't say he's not fucking funny.
I don't think Kevin Hart's
funny.
You don't think he's funny?
No, I really
I think
don't.
He's so fucking funny.
I walked out of his comedy special.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna defend Kevin Hart for us.
Okay.
I think Kevin Hart. He's really funny, but he transcended fame. Through a stand-up comedy role. Yeah. He's a movie star.
Yeah.
So he's more than just... He's boys with The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's on stage
everyone is just so infatuated. He even said it in an interview. He goes, when I get on stage, people are just so happy that they're seeing a famous person.
You don't have
person.
To say anything funny.
Yeah, so he goes, anything. He goes, I don't know if I'm saying anything funny.
And he's not.
That's the problem. But imagine you get on stage. Everywhere you go, you get on stage, you say anything,
and laugh.
People are laughing.
It's hard to get a gauge.
It's so hard.
You have
it's
to like so say it in front of a hater.
Well, I think that's why I don't have the respect for him, because it's as a comic. It's as a comic that I lost my respect, and it's the same way with a lot of big comics. I feel the same thing about Joe Coy. I feel the same way about a lot of the bigger names, where they've just gotten so big that they don't care what comes out of their mouth, and neither does their audience, and they're still going to pay for it, so they quit putting in the effort. And that's where I lose my respect.
And not like us. That's why we choose not to be big time. we just love the craft.
I actually do love the craft.
We don't care about
it.
Chase over here opening for Burr. Not a big time comedian.
Bill Burr, I think that's why I like Bill Burr the most of all time, because he puts in the work no matter what. Flappers. He will go to Flappers in front of people that have no idea who he is just so he could work on me.
Bill Burr is
the top.
But have you guys seen Kevin Hart? Like, he had a Wild and Out show, and like his fucking improv during Wild and Out was so fucking good that I'm like, no, he's like, he's so fucking funny, because there's no way you can plan for that.
I respect his comedic timing in films and stuff like that, but I agree with you. He's got a lot of the same thing. They've gotten too big, and like, they just don't even care to write a joke anymore. I mean, what's the point? They're making millions by walking on a stage talking about taking a shit.
I mean, hey,
you know, like.
But also, that'd be pretty.
I'm not gonna fucking. What a great place to be.
This might be a controversy.
I think some people hold on to it. Some people don't. Like, it's their, like you're saying, like Burr is immaculate. But I also think it's hard to stay that guy for so long, especially because there's only so many people. There's only so many things to talk about from one person's perspective.
Of course,
there's very few people have done it. Even look at like Carlin.
I love Carlin.
But Carlin's later stuff wasn't like banging.
No.
Yeah. And I think that is what a lot of people go through. Mm. But yeah, like when I was on the road with Bert is murders. And watching him perform and seeing how he works every night, and he'll do like an hour 20, hour 40. Uh-huh. He'll like, and he like changes the stories as he does them and punches them up. And he's such a good storyteller that when there isn't even punches, you're like, what happens next? What happens? And he enthralls you in that way. I think he's someone who stays great. Burr is my guy no matter what. And then I think Shane is like the
Shane Gillis is the new Shane.
Shane is the new guy.
Let's talk about Taylor Tomlinson though. And she puts in
a lot of effort.
She's really well written. She's young, which is mind blowing. Like
she's well written.
She started when she was 15. Because her dad was a stand-up. It's on Your Mom's House podcast when she was on it. She talks about it. But when she first started, her dad was a comic. And then she started doing comedy at, like, churches. So she had to do clean material.
See, that's talent.
Right. So she started off at, like, you know.
That's a tough show, dude.
Yeah. So she was doing, like, all these jokes. And, she's fantastic. Killing.
I love it. I love to see good people succeed.
See, with Taylor, I feel like I don't find her extremely funny. I'm trying to, like, take notes from her because, obviously, she's successful. But, like, she's not raunchy enough for me. Mm. I like the raunch.
She's much cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the stuff she talks about doesn't resonate with me as much. She talks about, like, mental health stuff a lot, which I'm like, I haven't had that struggle.
Suicide jokes always get me. They're so fucking funny. Remember when I didn't commit suicide last week? I get that.
You know who I think you would like is Michelle Wolf.
Michelle Wolf?
Because she has the perfect balance of like raunchy, dirty, edgy. But
Michelle
like,
Wolf is so
And Nikki Glaser.
She's strong.
Nikki Glaser. So, I think Theo Von's podcast is hilarious. Have you guys seen his stand-up? Because I don't think it's not as good as his... Like, his podcast is so funny.
I've never seen his specials.
Yeah.
I've just seen him live, and when I see him live, I enjoy it.
You do? I love you, Theo Von. I really do. I really love him. But, like, I went from his podcast to watching his stand-up special, and I was like, I'm, like, laughing my ass off his whole podcast and his stand-up. I just felt like he was yelling a lot. You know? I feel like that's, a good amount of stand-up specials that I've seen.
I haven't seen him in years, but I also really love Theo Von.
He's so funny. He's so funny. I just don't think his stand-up is as funny as, he is as a person.
You know who a similar great podcast is? Chris D'Elia. Like, I would see his podcast. So funny. And then when I tried to see his special, it didn't really translate. But then all my friends were telling me, they're like, no, you need to see him live because the way he controls a crowd is, is amazing.
So sometimes live is going to be different than what you see in a special.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. That, also, like, the special is very edited. You're getting multiple nights cut into one special. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like,
and there's no crowd work in specials.
Speaking of special, the reason why I'm on this podcast, my special comes out February 24th.
Yeah, it does.
Special national. It will be on YouTube. Yeah, come check it out.
February 24th. Do you have any specials?
No, we're shopping something around now. See if anyone wants to buy something.
Oh, nice.
We're taking our time.
Yeah,
taking your sweet old time.
Yeah, you have. You, I think you have. Well, you've been doing comedy long enough, and you have the clout. I think you will get a.
We got a couple people sniffing around.
That's good.
So, yeah, but we're waiting. I'm not in a rush. I have the hour that I want to pitch ready.
Yeah.
And then we have. I got like another. Once it goes, I have already the next 30, 40 ready to go.
Lucky. Nice. Bro, I'm
30, 40 specials?
20, no, 30, 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No. I didn't have a special. And my new material, aside from the special, I have like a I have a strong 20 right now.
Yeah.
But like now I'm just like building up. So like I just did Minneapolis. So I would just like, I would literally just write 5 minutes of material about Minneapolis, do my set, and then have like a new joke segment. And then I'll do like some old jokes.
Yeah. We're going to do some writing sessions.
Just, I'll text you. But yeah, like I'm just trying to like, but I like the new hour. Like I already like the new material.
It's fun.
It's That's so much fun, you know? Yeah. And then when you're bombing with new material, it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
I'm
you're,
so
you're,
ready
you're,
to move on to new material.
I have yet to bomb, and I'm terrified of it.
Oh, it's going to happen. It'll
well, I know it's going to happen. I'm just trying to avoid it.
Yeah, no, you can try to avoid it all you want, but it will catch you.
Have to bomb.
And
you
it's better when you do. Yeah.
I think the closest thing to me bombing, which I didn't count it as bombing, I just got a bunch of people looking at me like disgusted that I was talking about chlamydia. But then I still got some laughs. But I was like, but then afterwards, I went to go wave at this one guy. Like, you did great on stage, and he was smiling, and then he saw it was me. Like, he turned around, saw it was me. His smile dropped. I could tell he was like. Does she still have chlamydia? Like, this bitch is disgusting. She's the one who thought I was funny. Damn it. And just, like, walked away.
I
thought that was so funny. Now I get to use that.
Yeah.
I get to use that as content. I don't really get offended by that kind of stuff.
Well, I will say every bomb I've ever had has made me a better comic. Because I go, wow, I don't want to do that again. I'm not going to say it like this. I'm not going to do it like this. And it's, like, a better way to just, like,
but
critique
I do
yourself.
Bomb during improv a lot.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Everybody bombs during improv.
Improv is so much harder than stand-up comedy, in my opinion. Everyone. In my opinion, improv because stand-up comedy, like, crowd work can be easier because audience helps you. Like, you know, you have your material written, and then during improv, it's just like,
yeah,
what the fuck are we supposed to?
Just listen, respond, yes, and it's fun.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was going to say, where are we at? Cause
We got to.
Oh, I'm kind of close on
time. Plug your, everyone just plug themselves.
Plugs.
Yeah. Instagram is all platforms. Ahmed loves bread. AHMED loves bread. I know it rhymes. Thank you. And hold on, I gotta give her the pitch. If you follow me, you're a breadcrumb. If you buy merch, you're a purebred.
Oh, look at that.
At the end, we're all breadwinners. That's why I don't get sluts on my page. Anyway, but if you're but if you down,
if you're down, he wants some sluts. Che, come on.
Yeah, and I'll try. I'll throw some your way. Yeah. We can go on the road together.
No, oh, that would be so much fun. That would be so much fun. Let me know. That'd be hilarious.
Then you can get some scrambled egg ass, and that'd be good for you. I feel like you need that.
Would you guys? Would you guys like Eiffel Tower some girls?
I would. I don't know. Would you?
I mean, you've already seen it. We've seen it, each other's dicks.
Yeah.
I
don't think
do
it's
it with
gay.
Anyone, but now I'd probably.
And I will
to
say
do
for the ladies, them. They're both great penises. So
you're
going to have fun. Yeah. I give very good thumbs up for both of
them. I encourage
this. That's huge.
You
we
can
did
follow
it,
me on social media. Instagram is the Sylvia Sage. Sylvia Sage is spelled with all I's. SylviaSaige. And if you see my stand-up, you'll know why. I'm also working on my hour special, but it's not out yet. So.
Ooh.
And you can find my podcast online. It's called Sexy Funny Raw. It's a sex education podcast where we do have a doctor on the show as well. So it's a lot of fun.
Super cool. I've seen you guys talk about like herpes and stuff like that.
We talk about everything.
Yeah, I talk about everything. Yeah. So that'll be another episode.
Yeah.
It's deals.com.
That's it.
I don't have any specials coming up. Look at me.
Chaterena on all platforms, Chaterena.com for all ticket and tour dates. When's this coming out?
I have no clue.
Just go check the website for any.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Check my website. I'll be doing a Texas tour in May. I'll back to Europe in July. Just check it out.
Onlyfans.com.
Yeah.